Yeah, you're driving a super creepy van. Look at that. Giant creepy van. Ugh. Everything about that dude and his van. Oh, even the windows on the back are fucking not windows anymore. Like, that's... There's the cutouts where windows should be, but it's just more car. I might... I did not eat breakfast this morning. I might eat it moving. I'm not sure. No, I don't know. With the new studio, is there any possibility for video podcasts as well? Yes. I would say it is far more than a possibility. It is extremely likely. Trying to configure that studio with a maximum of 8 people in mind for cases where we need that, even though those are not normal podcasting conditions. Do we need video podcasts? I mean, no one needs video podcasts, but some podcasts do incredibly well on video platforms. So, you know, if we can do a video version of the podcast in such a way that it is not sacrificing the audio version of the podcast, which is why we're building a separate room for it and not just using our same video studio for it, because we're trying to build a room that is built for audio first, then why not do it? You know, expose the show to more people and such. Kind of thinking of a few different ways to kind of get that out to people, including ways that might make it accessible very early for some people who want it. Should I get food at this fucking drive-thru? Yeah, sure. But yeah, there are some podcasts that do really well on YouTube. So, and that seems cool. I don't know, but it's also one of those things where that's a 3-hour video file, and that would be expensive for us to distribute on our own. So, at some point you start going down that road of like, well, what does it mean if we only put things up on YouTube? And is that doable? That becomes a hard problem because we lose control over whether or not people see ads if it's not hosted in our own thing. So yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff we have to kind of roll around in our heads before we get to that point. But we are at least building the room with video in mind. It would also mean that we would, doing that show in front of cameras and all that other stuff would change some of the flow of it. Right now, we record the ads first and then just take the breaks later. Well, Brad likes to record the ads first. I actually don't mind recording the ads in line, in order, because I think we both edit it slightly differently. Anyway, so yeah, I've been taking a look at like what other video podcasts do for a little bit here, and I think some of them have a pretty good thing going. Some of them I think are kind of lame, but that's the case with anything, right? Why am I doing this? I shouldn't be here.
Hi, good morning. Welcome to McDonald's. How may I help you?
Hi, can I have a number 6 with a large Diet Coke, please?
Yes, number 6, large Diet Coke. 573, first one, no, please.
Thank you.
Bacon and
cheese
and
grilled
meal with a large Diet Coke, 573.
There you go.
Thanks for
the
sense. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thanks, you too.
Hi, good morning. Welcome to the conference.
Large Diet Coke, sir?
Yep.
Have a nice day, sir.
Thanks, you too.
Take care.
That dude looked directly at that iPad and tried to figure out what was on it for a sec there. As we were parting ways, there was a moment of like, wait, what is that? there's no good place to put this iPad in this car, and that's, you know, that's okay, because the last thing I want is it kind of direct, well, I don't know, that's the struggle, is part of me wants it, like, directly in my eye line, so I can kind of look over at it a little more easily, but also I shouldn't be looking over at it, so I kind of rarely do. You know, I'll look at it if I'm stopped, but even then. So instead, it's kind of sitting down here to my right, leaned up against my backpack, with the corner of it in a cup holder to try to kind of anchor it, I'm trying to take pressure off it, because the charge cable plugs into the bottom of it, and so that thing, if I set it flat, then that bends in a weird angle, and that's how the cool cable got it. That's how the cool cable stopped being cool, is just from bending too much at the connection point. So I'm trying to take stress off of this cable that I think is just, it came from Amazon. I don't know. This woman behind me has a look on her face. She's kind of like mouthing along. I think she's singing along to the radio or something. Like kind of half acidly, kind of moving her mouth a little bit, but not much else. And then also looks like she wants to die. Shaking her head no. Yeah, maybe she's just angry at something and not even listening to the radio. She's just cursing to herself. Of course, I probably look like the same brand of lunatic here talking in my car. If I had to make a snap judgment, I would say that she is having a rough go of it this morning. Extremely early spot in the drive to have traffic, but it does give me time to peel off the game piece on these hash browns. It is a picture of a football. So do they just do Monopoly with football teams? Is that what this is? And I have to collect the different teams or something? Because this says Denver. Does that mean the Broncos have to win something for me to... Well, whatever. That would require me to pay any attention to football, so I'm tossing that out. Ooh, it's 45 degrees out here. It's nice. my fantasy league. No, no, I don't, no. It's, there's been, like, next to no football in my life anymore. Like, I don't encounter it anywhere. It used to be, when my roommate was around, and alive, as it turns out, he would, even when he wasn't living there, he would come back to town for his annual draft or whatever. Every season he would go fucking buy a bunch of books from a fucking bookstore, a bunch of magazines that were like, special edition fantasy, $12 magazine, and all this other shit. And then they would have their fucking Dungeons & Dragons football bullshit, over the phone. Because people lived in different areas or whatever, so we'd sit at the kitchen table on speakerphone, and they would do their picks or whatever it was, and I could walk in every 5 minutes and just make jack-off hand motions at him in silence. And then occasionally he would be around and we would watch the Super Bowl, but that was the only football I would ever see. And then he moved away sometime handful of years ago, and he wasn't really coming back around for the Super Bowl, but he would sometimes be around for the draft and all that sort of stuff. And now that he has passed on, there is a part of me that is like, oh man, now I have like zero football. The only other place I got it was from my dad, and well, he's not around anymore either. So I guess what I'm saying is be careful around football, because apparently it kills. Football's a silent killer. Fantasy football, doubly so. Dusty. I want to take out all my carpets because they're old, and they're just kind of gross looking, but I don't have good floors under them, so it's a matter of like, well, I need to put in flooring if I want to do this right. But yeah, that's probably on the agenda. Next year sometime, start getting rid of carpet. Flu shots, huh? Yeah, I should get a flu shot. I've never gotten a flu shot before. Because I don't want the government tracking chips inside of me, but... I should probably get a flu shot. I missed there's a day at the office where they just come in and give everybody flu shots if you want one, but we were in the middle of recording something, so, that's always the way. Anytime there's anything at the office that is like, hey, like, last week, literally the fucking last week, like, hey, Nolan Bushnell's coming by, and you can come watch someone from one of these other websites interview him if you want, and maybe ask him a question. I'm like, fuck, man, I haven't seen Nolan Bushnell in person in 20 years. There's no way he would ever know who I was, but I was at some of, well, but I remember being at something that he was at or hosting or some kind of event, and I was like, man, I would like to see that dude speak, I guess. I don't know what he's talking about, but that might be cool. But, you know, we're always recording stuff, and our schedules are such that it's like, there's never a good time for that. Like, hey man, Thursdays, they come in and give everybody massages. You just gotta pay them $7 for 15 minutes. I'm like, oh, I don't really like getting massages, but that's nice. Oh, wait, no, we're doing stuff. So it's just like, I don't know. There must just be other wide departments that have, like, far more flexibility in their schedule than ours. hours. And I don't know if that's our failing or if that's something that's like, man, we're working. Fuck those guys, we're working. But that's how it's always been at that place. Before CBS, when it was just CNET even, it was like, the video game guys were just, we're the weird kids in the dark that don't really want to talk to anybody and are not interested in participating in the wide company events, generally speaking. I don't know. That was just editorial. I'm sure the sales team loves all that stuff. I find that editorial teams only turn up to events if alcohol is there. You want to get them to show up to something. It's like, hey, there's beer here. All right, fuck. All right, we're going. All right. We're going to go to this thing and we're going to stand in the corner. Actually, I think the current crop of people there at GameSpot are probably a little more friendly than we ever were in our day. Like, we were very much like, yo, fuck everybody. And I am still that way to a certain extent. Like, we're moving floors, and they're like, oh, the kitchen's going to be great. I'm like, I don't give a shit. The fucking kitchen. Tell me about the desks. Tell me about where we're recording podcasts. Tell me about the studio. What's going on with the real stuff? Like, oh, these amenities are going to be great. There's a kitchen. All right. There's a fridge. There's two fridges on our floor now. I don't use it ever. Eh. It is what it is. You know, different people care about different things when it comes to their job, I guess. Like, we moved a bunch of people to our floor from some other part of the company because they're moving people out of our floor and someone else, some other company is going to be there. Having people who are not part of the video game team on that floor means that the arcade machines actually get used. Because, like, you know, a lot of us look at that stuff and go, yeah, that thing's running, like, Street Fighter Cross Tekken. Like, I'm not gonna... Like, it's a PS3 in a box or something that's running that game. And then there's a broken Blitz machine. And then there's... a fucked up Tekken 6 machine. I forget what's there, but, like, man, every time we walk past the kitchen, there are people playing that stuff, and I have no idea who any of them are. There's a ping pong table on the floor that I was like, oh, why is this even here? It's like, okay, now there are people from some other floor here that there are people constantly using the ping pong table. So I guess that's just how other departments operate or how other people do their jobs or something. Different strokes or whatever you want to say. See what's on the radio, and I'll eat this breakfast sandwich.
They disagreed about how hot she was.
No, but didn't he do the same thing?
Yeah, he slept with the,
I don't know how hot she was.
She was the housekeeper.
Oh, similar.
The nanny and the housekeeper?
She's the work. She works.
don't fuck the help.
Fucking the help.
Yeah. We'll see. Mayna, you have a story you'd like to report.
I'd like to report this.
Yeah, this.
So what's the story? Okay, this was handed to me by my man DJ Wonder. It seems that Blac Chyna is maybe in some legal trouble. Her car was involved in a horrific accident early Sunday morning, and the driver, whoever it was, is now a fugitive from justice.
You left the scene of the crime?
Seems like it. We've obtained pics of the aftermath of the violent crash. Here's what we've learned. At 1:30 a.m., Blac Chyna's white BMW was allegedly speeding down Reseda Boulevard, south of Ventura Boulevard.
This is in California.
Yep, San Fernando Valley, when it blew a stop sign and slammed into a car that was turning left. The collision was so violent that Blac Chyna's ass fell. The collision was so violent that Blac Chyna's car took a pole and a fire hydrant. The other car flew across the lanes, and we're told all three passengers were injured. Our sources say that three passengers saw two African-American women in miniskirts. Couldn't have been her.
She can't fit a miniskirt? Is that what you're saying?
That's not what I'm saying. Crazy. get out of the BMW and jump in a car that had been following them, leaving the BMW behind. Police have opened a hit-and-run investigation. As for Black China, one source says she often, like, she stayed in Saturday night, but she often lets people drive a car and loans it out to people, like her friends, and, you know, and she probably did that on that Saturday night.
You know? She has nothing to do with it.
That's what they're saying. But they're saying under California law, if the owner of the car gives someone else permission to drive the car, the driver gets into the accident, the owner and the driver are legally on the hook. Wow.
Wow, man.
We contacted Black China, but she wasn't in a talking mood. She wasn't in a talking mood.
Has she been on social media?
I don't know.
Anybody?
Maybe Wonder would know.
Follow Black China. OQ, what you got?
What you she, got?
You definitely follow.
Also, I'm gonna go back to this Gwen Stefani story real quickly too, because this is interesting as this news keeps coming in. She found naked pictures of the nanny and plans to meet up for them to have sex. So she got a solid case. They live in California too. We'll see what happens. Can he take her? She makes more money than him, right? Gwen Stefani makes me. She's going to be paying. What you got,
OQ? I'm on Twitter. The last time she tweeted was November 9th, and she says, hope you're ready. New Blackson's coming your way.
Car accident.
November 9th.
That's Celebrity Wyatt. Thank you, Mano. 888-742-3345. Call us up. We're going to take voicemails live. Why not? All right, we got it. 2 in the morning. This Mano right. Yo soy el Dios, tu adios, nigga. I am the hood and they chopped up on a Tuesday. While the club going up on Tuesday. This is Tuesday, I can have a lot of Lupe. Come through and knock down a trunk by the toupee. Now look at his brains all on the sidewalk. Top of 38 can jump from a sidewalk. I'm running, shotgun, cardio, oh trouble. I am in the fucking through Sinaloa with the blood red truck. They just know that you know when I show up. It's a squad, gonna kill a squad, I'm in the squad. For the niggas that I put up, let it park on the nigga. 100 stick shots park on the nigga. Shoot a sweeper with the whole block up. And it was park on the nigga. Got two Glock 9s, 2 4 5, 2 pins of Eagles, and they fly together side by side. Yo hijo conmigo, tú sabes, amigo. No Tony Montana, mi amigo. Si quiero mi casa, su casa. Cuidado con la chico, tú quieres la blanca. Yo tengo perico.
Ya te dije, es fuego y fuego.
I am the God.
Sippin' Ducati, about to land for the rear. Fuck the maintainers, we ain't got the tracking devices. The fifth, they be watching to see us. Niggas wanna see us? Check the IG, I'm in the vehicle. Throwin' blood up like your IV. Don't try me, Dej Low for the AK. 600 million, 400 million from Dre Day. My boys can brought in my heyday.
I bet colleges don't have... I bet, like, schools are not in session today because it's Veterans Day, huh? That seems like the sort of thing that, like, a school, like a college would get off, right? Because there is no traffic out here. Like, I just blew past where all the traffic normally is. I can get used to this. Thank you, veterans, for everything. Including the lack of traffic today. That is badass. I guess maybe other people who work, maybe some places get the day off, too, maybe, right? Seems like veterans should get, like, you know, automatically moved to a Monday or Friday and give that day. I mean, you know, veterans are pretty important. To have them just be like, I don't know, it's Wednesday. Good luck at work today. Like, that's... doesn't seem sufficient, but also, I don't know. I suppose there's something to be said for, like, hey, we are going to go to work and keep America moving on account of the freedoms we have and so on and so forth. Yeah, the day that the Marine Corps was founded. That That makes sense. But, you know, there are plenty of holidays that are tied to a certain day that then they just say, like, ah, we're going to move it to the Monday of that week because it's easier for holidays. iPod could still work. I thought that thing was completely broken. Portable player is not connected. Well, connect that shit. There you go. Oh, you're just not gonna play anything, huh? Great. Cool. Thanks. Good shit. Bangers.
Why is everybody always staring at me? Hey, bro, I gotta go. Let me through. I gotta go, number two.
No can do. I'm taking a pee. Sitting on the loo, having a good long wee.
Are you sitting down?
I'm sitting down.
And you're not making brown?
I'm not making brown.
Or are you making iced tea?
Just lemonade.
But are you sitting down?
I'm sitting down.
Why don't you stand like a regular man? Can.
If you really want to know why I'm sitting strong, I just can't stand touching my lawn.
Thank you. Begging for a peek. Get off me, girl. This is business. I'm working it. You can't 759-7243. But if you ain't got that pin number, dummy, you can't call me. To hook up with Mitch, you gotta call that number. Then sit by the phone and wonder, will he call if you find our mic? If you're a duck, good sign. I got a sailor, but you can't have my digits. Motorola beeps and the boy gets with it. Code 1-2.
Yo, come on, Black, you gonna talk about me? What's up with that?
That's Attitude Jester, my homie. Hugging more girls than Bella Caroli.
Bella Caroli hugs a lot of girls. That's impressive.
Pulling young females, yank them on stage. One fell prey when she called that page. Called his beeper. Sweetie got sprung, but he might not keep her.
Let's get beepers.
So she called me.
Where's Attitude at? He was supposed to meet me.
I don't know, but I'm wishing you luck. How does Attitude or just a hook up with beepers?
You wish for that message. 777.
I'm beepers. Enter telephone number. Very expensive. Pages. Call them what you want. Some brothers wear fake ones. Still trying to flaunt. Walking in a party. Looking like Joker. Big old 6-inch garage door opener. Not me, because my bank is set. 3 dope Benzos. 1 Corvette. I'm not bragging. But moving them things. Just clocking them dollars at the real estate game. Tell a page Northwest. Satellite service. Push to test. Got a beat from a girl named Natalie. My memory slipped because I need a new battery. Power on. Display lights up. Incoming calls from the girls with butts. Girls call because they might get lonely. I run them like ponies. Pick them up. Put them in the Benzo. I get a beep and I leave them in limbo. That's right. I'm living like that. What an eye key pinned to the strap. My beeper. Beepers. Oh, yeah. Girls got them too. They keep them in their purse. Playing it cool. Big players. Rolling up fellas. They coming up, but they never will tell. Smooth. I bet you didn't know. The girl you called dumb was clocking your dough. Jockey ball players and never getting tossed. Done worked every brother on a Seahawks. Yeah, she looks good, but she thinks she's stiff. Trying to pull up on the mix a lot tip. In the movie, she stepped out smooth. Oh, baby girl, I got 1-2.
Guy Pager. Guy Pager.
Beepers.
Guy Pager.
Beepers.
Guy Pager.
Beepers.
Guy Pager. And the telephone number is very expensive.
Trapped in the tunnel. Here we are. Here we are.
Yeah, straight. I flew here on JetBlue. That's the in and it's gripped my neck and rowing boats and tape cassettes sailed south with the wind. And laundrettes and lucky bets are among the list of things that bled.
All right, parents. Go ahead and tap the key.
Almost blocked an intersection. I hate doing that. We'll be right back.
Yeah, yeah, y'all.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Try to see where I'm gonna go tonight. The most famous town in the whole fucking world.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Cube into the Matrix.
Try to cross me, so I took him off. G, laid him in a puddle of blood red, declared dead. Flex to the left, you never know what I'm about. G, a clip of 44, two snakes.
Nigga, don't try to boat. across, calling me up, boy, I guess someone better make your ass get drooped up. I'm living cool, getting nice things, but nigga tripping can't be something, so I caught me a Glock bean and a fucking 380. My nigga black, but in the dark, must be looking shady. Every plot on your shit, they been plot so good, they got the crabs on your dick. So I'd rather be safe than sorry. Blasting niggas dating like old school guitar. Don't be a boy, but a man that's bold, cause RBL is at the end of the road. So keep a clip for the motherfucking link, cause I caught you slipping, listening to the gangster shit.
Here comes the A, coming at your ass with the red beam. Never had respect for a hoe or the red team. I'm trying to build me a castle, and these money hungry hoes ain't nothing but a hassle. And a nigga stepped up to get jumped up, wet up. When I let off, you won't get up. I'm at a nigga that's bigger than a tramp. Drop the government notes and the food stamps, and I'm out like Elvis. Or catch a slug to the chin or the pelvis. And he thought he was winning. Now he's in heaven playing cards with John Lennon. Not Uno, that's because you know I got caught from Tibet to San Bruno. And then Quentin, they mentioned the lynch and the Appeals Castle. And all
I know this
tension.
Motherfucker in my hood was a baller. That's what every motherfucking body just called him. So since I'm a criminal and always into jacking, I had to move.
I just had a guy getting out of a cab, open his door into the side of my car.
And I got his ass straight slipping off the end of. I put the link real quick with the Glock cock. And didn't worry about the niggas on my block. See on the road, us niggas in the same gang. We don't brag cause we all do the same thing. You better duck from the infant red beam. It's just a message from the niggas on my team. Black C, a nigga that can do this. Smoke you with the smoothies because I'm truly ruthless. Stay cool, mind your own and don't trip off the gangster shit. Slap a motherfucker, can you feel me? I don't give a fuck about your clique or your family. Gotta be for souls, some niggas on para. Something ain't right when my name gets Sierra. Keep a dick my way, so fuckers keep guessing. You up like a Glock or a Smith in the West. You see me rolling with the M-guns, I'm infamous. And I'm part of Young Sam, who's a fucking tookus. I'm going all out when it comes to claiming fiscal. It's like a freak, but it like Chris Cook. What the fuck is hell? The Glock handles my beers like a baller with his boys out hell in his careers. Now it's time to get lit. 2.2 coming with straight gangsta shit.
Now I'ma break it down with some gangsta shit. I got the 9 on my side plus an extra drink. Bitches on me young like it's blow sack. Cause I'm sitting kinda fat on the Delta set. Rolling through the set in my vehicle. I got my money in gas, but you don't hit me though. I made a drop, seen a cop coming my way. I made it right, cut the lights and hit the highway. Cause when it comes to getting broke, sight no joke. The only clue up on the left was the bug smoke. Getting pumped cause the shit was in the tape deck. Playing fuck the police cause I escaped yet. I put my foot on the brake with a devil smile.
I hate coming up short in the gangster zone. It's where I am right now, stuck behind this truck full of dirt that they're excavating. All right. I'm here. Made pretty good time. Which is nice.
Oh, just go a little bit further so I can get in. Just go a little bit further so I can get in. Okay, there you go.
Alright, I gotta go. Have a wonderful Wednesday. Celebrate it in a wiggling fashion. And I'll see you later.